The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, we'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on. And today we celebrate winning on a Bad Choice Friday with Joe Esposito. Joe Esposito and You're the Best, take it on Paul Stanley.
Live to win, till you die.
God.
Till the light that's in your eyes.
I'm sorry, this is badass, dude. I love this song.
I think South Park picked the right song.
They did, dude. It's epic.
Paul Stanley, solo's Paul Stanley.
Solo Paul Stanley.
And live to win. Vote now if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live, one of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Our question when it comes to parents, what would they let you get away with, or what weird thing would they not let you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Happy Positive Friday, guys.
Positive Friday.
Positive. So, growing up, my dad was an old Eastern Washington farm boy. And so he grew up hunting just in the farming fields that he worked on and stuff. So at a very young age, he taught my brother and I how to trap shoot. And then the property we had had farming fields right behind us. So he got a hold of the farmers and confirmed they were okay with us trap shooting right into the field. So what was especially odd, though, was at about 15 or so, I started inviting friends over to teach them how to trap shoot out of the back of my house.
All right.
So, you know, bunch of 15-year-olds with 12-gauge shotguns. And, yeah.
Well, you hit, and like, he was okay with that.
Trap shooting, is it basically like skeet? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
All right, okay, yeah.
Throwing targets up in the air.
Did you have a clay pigeon box and one of those little launcher things, those little metal spring-loaded things?
Yeah, we had one of the spring-loaded ones, one of the ones with a big arm, so it could actually, you could put two targets on it at once.
Okay. So were you a good shot? That's the important question. Were you a good shot?
I was pretty good at 15. Nowadays, I probably, if I go out to a trap range, because I can't do that anymore at my house, but if I go to the trap range, I'm probably getting 23 or 24 out of 25 targets.
Okay. I would consider you good.
When you were old enough, were you ever going like pheasant, grouse, duck hunting? Did you ever do any of that?
Yeah. Well, we did a lot of pheasant, grouse, and quail.
Okay. All right. Hunting. Very cool. Well, it has a practical application.
It is. I mean, at that point, you're actually hunting.
Yeah. When it comes to quails, I just run over them with my car.
Yeah.
It seems to be my trick.
Harder to eat that way.
Speaking of Tony, one thing that I've noticed, maybe it was just me, I know it was you two, but my friend that my parents liked the most was the one that was up to the most no good.
Yes. Okay?
My friends that were not up to no good, and there were two in particular, my parent, and they were... They never got into trouble. They never did anything wrong. My parents thought they were the ones that were corrupting me, and those were the two that were up to no good when they, in fact, were not. But the one that kind of somehow, you know, snuck one by them was my buddy Joel, who they thought he was an angel. Joel was everything
because
but
he
an
knows
angel.
How to act when he sees your parents. And that's the entire game. Like you said, my buddy Tony, it was exactly that. My mother, to this day, adores him. He is absolutely wonderful. He is a gentleman. He is a nice young man. He's such a sweet young thing. She would gush about him all the time. And in my mind, I'm just like, you don't know him at all. Every bad thing that I've gotten
But you're not
for,
also going to dime him out.
I would never dime him out.
No,
I mean, it's the whole thing. Like, we understood that. Like, our general rule is, hey, brother, it dies with us, right? And that's fine. And I'm not going to dime him out, but just my mother would always go on. So, like, I would get in trouble. Now, what she did not realize is, like, my partner in crime was Tony. Right, but I'm at home getting in trouble for this atrocity that I've committed, right? Your parents are just ripping you apart. And even if I said, hey, you know I was with Tony, my mother wouldn't have believed it. They went out of town for 2 weeks, all right? And my mother, she calls me down to the kitchen, and she says, hey, we bought you a bunch of groceries. We're going out of town. I went out of town for 1 week. We bought you groceries, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, cool. And then she points in the pantry, and there's like three boxes of microwave popcorn. She said, I got these for Tony. I'm like, what? I'm like, he doesn't live here, Mom. She's like, well, I know you guys are going to hang out. I'm like, of course we're going to hang out. She's like, okay, well, Well, don't eat these. These are for Tony.
They're for Tony.
I said,
if you asked for popcorn, she wouldn't even buy it for you.
No, if I asked for popcorn, they're like, get a job. Meanwhile, Tony, who does not live there, yeah.
When it comes to parents, what would you, what would they let you get away with, or what weird thing would they not let you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Gotta piss me. And the worst part was, so I told Tony this, all right? Like, I called him, so you're not going to believe this. My mom bought you popcorn. He's like, ah, it's awesome, over, blah, blah, blah. He comes over like 2 days later, and I had eaten like two bags. He's like, it's mine. What are you doing? That was his whole attitude. He's like, your mom bought it for me. I'm like, you don't effing live here, man. I'm like, I'm going to eat your goddamn popcorn. So he took one box and went home, and I kept the other two. It was unbelievable. Like, you're mad at me. Hello, Gibby. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So I was raised Jehovah's Witness. So do what you will with the mental gymnastics that I was raised with.
A.K.A. the party people.
Pretty much. You could play, the only music that was allowed was the Kingdom Hall music, because they don't call them churches, they call them Kingdom Halls.
Okay.
Anyways, Yeah.
I mean, it's not even good.
There's no windows for a reason, because there's nothing to see inside. It's boring.
I said, but like Jehovah's Witness, right? No holidays to celebrate, no birthdays, anything like that.
Yep. So, I had to go to the library during all school holiday activities.
Now, what if I'm having a birthday party and you're my friend? Would your parents allow you to go?
I have to go to the library. I'm not allowed to go at all.
You're pulled out of class. Or if they were to have, like, an Easter egg hunt.
Right,
or,
you got sent
somewhere. Or if they were to have, like, you know, Valentine's? I don't know what the...
None of it.
Limitations.
But even if I'm doing my birthday party, I'm turning 12, on a Saturday we're going to Chuck E. Cheese, you're not allowed to go to that?
Correct.
So was this your entire experience growing up, or did they loosen up at all in your time at home?
Entire, and got stricter as I got older.
Really? So what are like some of the other things, like when you hit your teen years, right? And that's where everything's a little dicey out there, but what were the things where everyone else is doing it except you?
I was homeschooled, so they got that out of the way real quick.
Okay. And so what about now? Like, what vices do you have now as a direct result of that? What did you discover for alcohol, women, weed?
Alcohol, cigarettes, weed. just most of what you guys talk about, I indulge in, except for, you know, I just make sure it's legal. I'm not confident that I lied myself, because I can't lie to save myself.
Well, all right. Yeah, then stick with the legal stuff.
So are your parents still involved in the church?
Heavily.
Okay. Right. When do you choose to visit parents? All right. Like, so like when holidays come up, inevitably you're going to get phone calls from family. Hey, you're going to visit us, or we'll visit you. If you don't celebrate holidays or anything, like, is there any time of the year that you specifically go and visit them, or no?
They're cut off. So I haven't talked to them for 10 years. So I'm 33 now. I left the church at 19. This was about 5-6 years ago. Finally moved to the Seattle area from Montana. And finally got back in contact with them for a decade. They said, hey, it'd be great to meet up. Let's catch up, blah, 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 blah. So we make the 6-hour drive from Seattle down to Grants Pass, Oregon. Wonderful town. Don't go.
quick review there.
Yeah. Great place. Don't ever visit. Yeah,
please.
Yeah. So we made the 6-hour drive. Got a call from my mom a half hour before we showed up. We left 6 a.m. with toddlers in the back.
All right.
By the way, I got a call half hour before we got there saying that my dad's not going to show up. When we did show up, my mom had already finished her appetizer and drink, took photos, and left.
That was it.
We drove back that night.
Damn. So now you, as a parent, what are the rules you have on your kids?
Be open, honest, and clean up after yourself.
All right. Keep it simple, man.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Like, as long as you do that, I don't care. And, like, if I see some things that I'm questionable about, YouTube's a wild place nowadays for
content. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We keep an eye on the things that you really need to be pay attention to.
Sure.
And then we sit down and talk with him like, hey, I get that you enjoy this. Let's try and find an alternative that matches.
Okay. Where we don't see the nipples.
Yeah. Well, my youngest is obsessed with horror. He watched Child's Play 3 times in a row and was ecstatic about it.
Well, look, man, if horror goes...
It makes no sense to me, but, like, good on you if that's what you enjoy.
If that's what you like and it doesn't scare you, that's the way my daughter leans. You know what I mean? The more horrible and terrifying it is, she's like, this is awesome. And I go, all right.
Can I get more?
That's your deal. So, okay, now that you don't talk to your parents, you're out of the church, are you celebrating Christmas and Thanksgiving and birthdays and all of these things?
Yes. My wife is obsessed with all the holidays. And
so you went from one extreme to the other.
Of course you married a woman who's obsessed with the holidays.
Well, you got to go from one extreme to the other, because how else can you figure out the full spectrum of what human existence is, right? So she had, she's got her own fun backstory, so she was raised by drug addicts, and I was raised in a highly religious environment.
So she could basically do anything she wanted.
Pretty much. She had no restrictions, but also no money and no one to talk to who cared about her.
Also, so, you know, when your parents are hawking your crap.
Yeah, exactly.
For cash, that's a weird place to be in.
My parents were doing the same thing. They sold my first car that I bought with my own money.
They sold your car?
So I picked up I was 16, picked up a 89 Chevy S10, terrible car. I replaced the head gasket on it with help from friends. I got a stereo and everything in it, and I didn't have my license yet, and I was like 6 months away from getting my license. I show up about 3 months prior to that, and my truck's gone, and there's a fifth wheel sitting in the parking lot in the cul-de-sac that we lived in at the time. And I asked my parents, where's my truck? They said, oh, we use it as a down payment.
Jeez, man.
For what?
The fifth wheel.
Jesus
that got
Christ.
Repossessed 2 years later.
Of course Anyways. It did. Hey, I'm curious. How old were you when you celebrated your first birthday?
I've never actually properly had a birthday celebration.
Oh, come on, man. Get on it.
But I got back into playing guitar, and my wife treated me to a actual tube amp.
Last year. So, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong with that, man.
When it comes to parents, what would they let you get away with, or what weird thing would they not let you do? 206-803-ROCK.
I would say if he has not properly celebrated his first birthday yet, just to do what all people do when they celebrate their first birthday. If you get a piece of cake, smash it onto your own head.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
way we here, know it is, your, in fact, here, your first birthday okay. celebration.
For whatever reason. All right. If my stepfather would bring home a case of soda, typically it was not Coca-Cola or Pepsi. It was a generic soda.
It says cola.
Ours said it was from Kroger, and it was called Big K Cola.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
It was terrible. There were some flavors that were better than others. The orange wasn't bad. It's kind of hard to mess up grape and root beer, but the actual cola was absolute garbage. But for whatever reason, if we went out to dinner as a family, it was waters all around the table.
Oh, come on.
You were not allowed to order a soda, except for my mom. So my mom would be sitting there with this big-ass tall soda bubbling up in front of you with a straw. And you're sitting there with your sad glass of water. Like, to me, going out was like, it was a special thing.
Right. It should be a joy.
It should be one of those things where now you get a treat. Now you can have a soda.
That is the point.
But it was waters all around. Everybody's got to get a water. Why? Because that's how they get you. They jack up the price of sodas. I'm thinking to myself, no, they don't. It's like 50 cents endless refill.
Right.
This is a bargain. God.
Waters all around.
Seriously. Because the waiter would come up, like, water's for everyone. But she'll have a
Coca-Cola.
I'm like, why is mom getting a Coke? I know why mom gets a Coke now.
Yeah.
But I didn't know then. Yeah.
The mouth hug. What do you mean? Seriously. I mean, it's just that easy. Whatever she would
like. All right, Dad, if I do that, can I get a Coke?
All right.
It's West Virginia. Come on.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my parents would not allow me to watch Simpsons. However, I was allowed to watch Rent and Stimpy, Beavis and Butthead, and other shows like that, Celebrity Deathmatch, and I did not understand why.
Did you ever noodle together? Was it specifically because the Simpsons are a family and they don't want you to act like those kids?
I mean, possibly. I was allowed to watch South Park. There's plenty of families in there.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Well, no, I agree.
Kenny always dying. There's a lot of, you know, Cartman was not exact. Cartman made Bart look like an angel.
Yes, he did. So you're saying you could watch Celebrity Deathmatch and Ren and Stimpy, yes, but not The Simpsons.
Right.
Huh.
Rocco's Modern Life. I mean, I was allowed to watch all these other horrible shows for kids.
Right.
But could not watch The Simpsons.
Huh. Yeah. It is crazy. And now The Simpsons has been on for 35 years. And they're selling candy bars. They got pinball machines. Which amusement park now has, like, Simpsons World or whatever the hell?
I'm not sure. Universal, probably?
It might be. Is it Universal? Whoever their parent company is actually open. Like, if you go to the theme park, part of it is the Simpsons Experience, where it's like all the crap from Springfield.
And Disney owns them now.
Do they own them? So it might be at Disney. But there actually is, like, a smaller, like, Simpsons.
I think it was Universal for the longest time, too.
Okay. I mean, just think about it. 35 years ago, people were freaking out. Like, because Bart said stuff like, eat my shorts. I wonder if they knew then that YouTube was around the corner or TikTok and all this other crap, if they'd have been like, you know what, kid? Just watch it. It is fine.
One that I won't say wasn't allowed, but it was it needed approval before we were able to go full bore on it when Harry Potter first came up. Again, we lived in a religious household, and while they weren't overly restrictive of things, witchcraft was something that was always on the radar, right? So when it hang on a second, I'm just gonna go ahead and just put them on hold there real quick. So when that kind of started gaining momentum and it got on people's radars, and at some point, you know, we're gonna have this put in front of you. My older sister really was interested in it. She really wanted to check it out. So my old man went and he read. At the time, there were all four of the book. The first four books were released. So he went and he read all the books. And nope, it's fine. They can go ahead and read.
Do
those.
You think he read the books because deep down he had an interest in Harry Potter?
No.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Honestly.
I think he continued to read the books because he had
an interest. He actually got into it.
But no, I don't believe that he did at the beginning. And then when the movies came out, they had to watch the movie first. And then they were like, okay, this movie
is too much. Actually, as far as R-rated movies go, that was the rule. We'll watch it and determine if it's okay for you based on whatever their parameters were. Now, Mike, I got to ask.
That is fair.
Have you, because he brought up Beavis and Butthead.
Yep.
Have you watched the new Beavis and Butthead yet?
No.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe I was watching South Park. I'm not sure. The next show on is Beavis and Butthead. I'm like, you know what?
Why
I'm
going to
give this a shot. It is awesome.
Nice.
It is so good you cannot believe it.
We were not allowed to watch Beavis and Butthead.
Well, I think it's better now. I mean, it's just they're grown up, so the jokes hit a little bit more differently than making fun of Winger, which, you know, at the time
still
was fine.
Funny.
But, you know, now it's really, really.
Are they still making fun of different music, just music of today, or is it just completely?
It's everything. I mean, they're making fun of everything that makes sense to make fun of.
Nice.
Okay. But it actually is worth a shot, and check them out.
All right.
When it comes to parents, what would they let you get away with, or what weird thing would they not let you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinky's Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Coming up, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC today at 4:35. Since Ted is down in Austin enjoying a Formula One.
Formula One.
We have every miss this year so far in Ted versus the FCC, and there are a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Say 15, is that what you said, Mike?
Yes.
15 misses coming up. We'll play the best that, the worst that Ted's done so far this year.
I think it's the best.
On the way with Ted versus the FCC. Our question when it comes to parents, what would they let you get away with, or what weird thing would they not let you do? 206-803-ROCK. The other day was National Single Parent Day.
Single Parent Day.
Now, my mom was a single parent from the time that I was 1 year old to the time that I was five.
Okay.
That was a much different environment to live in than when she got remarried. But they have some of the most unpopular parenting opinions from single parents.
Okay. All right.
Which a lot of people just don't agree with.
Sure.
So here are a few. Kids not yet in high school don't need to have a smartphone.
I remember we didn't get phones until we were 16.
16? My kids have them.
Yeah, that was kind of the 16th birthday present. That was our sweet 16, was that we got phones.
Okay? I mean, I get it. It's up to the parent. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know? And the truth is, you know, my daughter, she's constantly listening to music. She plays music through the phone, puts on headphones and draws.
Yeah.
Barely does anything else with it. My son, he's just talking to his buddies.
Right.
That's it. Constantly.
Yeah. And that's that is one thing. You know, I didn't have Xbox Live until I was able to afford it.
That's
but
fair.
Then it's kind of the same situation. It's just all of a sudden you find these folks and then you're just playing and having a good time with them. You know, we weren't on a whole lot of online forums or anything like that.
Right,
so
right.
that kind of helped it. But this was also back in the days of the flip phone when the phone was not near as universal as it is these days.
Well, that's a good point. Since my kids were living under their mom's roof, her rules applied.
Yeah.
So whenever she got those cell phones and put them on my kid's plan or her plan, good for you. But the thing was that when they got their phones, being the weekend parent warrior, whenever my kids would call me, even if they called me when I was on the air, I get excited.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I was like, because I know it's not like, Dad, I got in trouble at school today. That's just not the kind of kids they were.
Uh-huh.
They might have had a problem with a friend, but they weren't calling me to have it. They're like, Dad, can I come down this weekend?
Right, right, right.
Dad, can we go to get pizza? Or Dad,
yeah,
can
good stuff.
Do this? Like, what are we going to do this weekend? Because I want to do this, this, and this. Like, cool, awesome. Another unpopular parent opinion. It's okay to negotiate with your kids.
It depends on the situation.
It depends on what we're talking
about. It's very situational.
Yeah, exactly. What else? Doing everything for your child is doing them a huge disservice. I'll let them make mistakes and learn to fend for themselves, both socially and emotionally.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let them do it. Or as my father always said, he was he's a proponent of pain as a teaching lesson, right? He was just like, look, when you're going to learn how to ride a bike, it's like, I'm not giving, you know, because you'd be like, well, make sure you hold on to it. He's like, I'm not going to hold on to it. He's like, you're riding a bike, and when you get tired of falling and hurting yourself, pedal faster. And I'm telling you, it worked, man.
Oh, yeah.
I ate it once when I was learning to ride a bike. Cut my knee. My dad said, okay, well, if you don't want to be in that kind of pain, keep pedaling. That was it.
Here's what I can agree with. If it's not a school night, kids can stay up late if they want, as long as they're quiet and not making a mess.
Yeah, I don't care.
We had I think 9:30. 9:30 was the rule as far as what my bedtime was. The weird thing about being a kid is, no matter what, you can lay there, you can read in your bed, you can listen to the radio, whatever you wanted to do, but you weren't really going to go to sleep until you were tired and went to sleep. Like, you couldn't force yourself to bed.
No, but as a parent, I completely understand why they did
that. Yeah, me too.
Because they wanted you to go away, right? There's a point where they're going to snap at about 9 o'clock. So it's like, hey, it's bedtime. And so, like, you don't have to go to sleep. You just can't be out here.
My one rule that I had growing up was 9:30 was my typical bedtime, except for Monday night. Because on Monday night, I was allowed to stay up. Because remember, this was even before ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, ESPN was 1980. That's when they launched, somewhere in there. So before that period of time, and even during that, we did not have cable. So once ESPN came out, we didn't have the ability to watch that stuff.
ABC, CBS, NBC.
But ABC, Monday Night Football, they would show all the highlights.
From all the games on Sunday.
On Sunday. And I was allowed to stay up and watch the highlights. And then halftime to watch the highlights. Then I had to go to bed.
All right.
So Monday night, in a weird way, was one of my favorite nights.
Sure.
And keep in mind, when you're on the East Coast, Monday Night Football started at 9.
Right.
Not even 8:20 like they do now or whatever. It was 9 o'clock. So same thing. My parents would give me until halftime. Same kind of thing because I was a football fan. And truthfully, I was not bugging them when I was watching football. I'm just watching football, so I think they're okay with it. But at halftime, man, it's like, nope, go to bed. Didn't matter if it was tied up, whatever. But I do remember, what was it, the, what is the series you like with Precious? Lord of the Rings, all right? But it wasn't Lord of the Rings, it was The Hobbit.
That's not the Precious I was thinking of, too.
I think he just stopped saying that. Never mind. But they did a Hobbit cartoon. I can't remember, I think it's an hour long or something. But I think I was 8 or 9 years old, but that was the only thing anyone talked about in school. So as a student, we were all super, super super excited to watch this, and I don't remember what time it came on, but it pushed 30 minutes after my bedtime, all right? And my parents were nice, and they let me watch it. The thing about it was it ended at like 9:30 or something, so when it ended, there was another animated special coming on. I cannot remember what it was, but again, as a kid, I wanted to see it. And I remember I was so pissed because my father came downstairs at 9:30, right? And so The Hobbit is ending. Said, is your show done? I said, yeah. He said, well, it's time for bed. And I said, well, hey, whatever the other animated special is, I'm like, it's 30 minutes. Can I watch? No.
Oh,
I was like, yeah. But, Dad, no. And I went to bed pissed. And I was so angry because when I got to school the next day, like, everyone else got to stay up. I found out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They all saw it.
Halloween night. Okay. That could fall on any day of the week.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, my parents had one rule, and that was it. 11:30. 11:30. Oh, yeah. You need to be home. If the home turned the front porch light off, you do not go and knock on their door.
Correct.
Correct.
If their light is still on, that means
fair game.
There, you can go knock on the door. So, I mean, it just started when it got dark.
Yeah.
And we were out, and some people would go to different neighborhoods. We would have friends, families that would say, like, okay, we've done Imperial Woods, which is the neighborhood I lived in. Now we're going to go to Meadow Park, and we're going to drive off, drop you off, we'll pick you up in a half an hour.
Yeah.
And I had a couple friends' parents that would do that. And then we'd all meet up a half an hour later. Somebody had their trusty Boy Scout watch on or whatever. We'd meet back at the appropriate time, just like with a mall.
Yep.
And then we would either go home
ship or you off to the next place.
Halloween night was the greatest night as a kid. Because you're right. Yeah. You just, all this leniency, like, okay, normally be home when the sun's down. You're not leaving until the sun's down. And like you said, we don't really want you back until
And what was nice about Halloween for us is that where we lived, you know, we would go out with mom and dad would stay back and he'd kind of man the house, as it were.
Yeah.
But where we lived, there was this main neighborhood and we lived kind of down a little hill that was dark as hell down there. There was only like three houses down there and half of them were old folks that just, they didn't have their lights on.
Yeah.
So nobody came down our house. So we'd go up, we'd hit all the houses up there, get our bags of candy, come all back. There's still a big ass bowl of candy that's still right there at home. It's not ours yet.
Now when you got home, you had to pay your dues. So whatever stepdad and mom wanted, they got first pick. They were also they got to take a piece of candy.
Did you get at least one that's like, no, this is the one, this is my favorite, like I want the Tootsie Pop?
Well, typically it was the same crap, so they were taking something I already had five of. I'm telling you, we would go out with a pillowcase. That was our technique. I mean, we looked like bank robbers. But there was also a limit to the candy that we could have at 11:30. So it was like,
you can have three pieces tonight.
So figure out what you want to have, because you're not going to go to bed if you keep eating all this sugar.
You're going to yak.
Also, not allowed to drink coffee.
No, I didn't want to.
Which was a really weird rule.
Right?
Yeah, when we were kids, coffee was very much an adult drink.
Yeah.
It was the Antichrist.
Very much an adult. And you didn't even, it'd be like drinking their whiskey. I mean, it wasn't even, you wouldn't even entertain the idea of drinking coffee. And like, my kids already drink it. Granted, it's some Starbucks mixed up, whatever.
Yeah, sure, they're drinking hot milk with a little coffee.
Weird to
me.
Like, wow, man.
Yeah, that was a hard rule.
It took me forever to try coffee. And I just didn't want it.
Yeah.
Well, we just weren't allowed to have it. So everyone was having it. I kind of wanted to try it. But God forbid, it was like the devil's juice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no way we're putting you on this cocaine, this liquid cocaine.
Yeah, basically.
So when it comes to parents, what would they let you get away with? Or what weird thing would they not let you do? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ray. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So I'm going to start out by saying my dad was 50 years old when I was born.
Damn. Okay.
And I was his only child. And he was a good old boy. Had a razor strap. I'm sure you guys know what that is.
Yep.
And he had a hand with about quarter inch calluses on him. So, I mean, I got my ass whooped, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as I got older, I realized he let me get away with a lot of stuff. Okay?
Such as?
For example, he would let me sneak out of the house. Okay? I thought I was slick. And my mom told me years later, she's like, you know your dad knew everything you left. And I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, you weren't that quiet. And he would let me sneak out of the house. Well, what he didn't know is that I went to the neighbor's house, and there was a girl next door, and she was really, really nice to me. And that's where I, lost it.
Yeah, sure.
And then it proceeded to happen, about every other night for, 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, as much as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, we understand.
Fantastic. It was fantastic.
Is that the only time you snuck out of the house was to get ass from the neighbor?
No, but it was the most fun.
Okay, yeah, I believe that.
Oh, man, you would rob a bank for that.
Hell, I mean,
you would do whatever you could.
At that age.
Get that.
Yeah.
Man, when we were going around, there was only one rule. Like, we could go pretty much anywhere that we wanted to, because we were at an age, we were of a type that we weren't going to go get into trouble. We would end up at somebody's house, or we would go to a convenience store or something like that. We weren't going to go get in trouble. We weren't those kids. The one rule that we did have was within an hour-ish check-in.
Yeah.
Stop by the house. You're going to go out with your friends. You're going to ride your bikes or whatever. Find some way to let us know you're still alive. You're not in the back of somebody's van.
Yeah.
Learn this the hard way. Because we went off, we just went out, had a good old time. We were gone for hours. I don't know how long we were gone, but we were gone for hours to the point to where we came back. And when we got home, we put our bikes down. And then my mom came running out absolutely in tears and rage. Like, where the F have all you been? Now, she would never have actually said that.
Sure.
Said that word. But she,
That's what she wrote us
a riot act. My dad is circling the neighborhoods looking for us. Like a step away from going to the police station to try to figure out where in the hell we ended
how
up.
How late was it when you got home?
It wasn't. It was still sunny outside.
Wow.
It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
What do they think you were up to?
Not so much what we were up to, but
they've been kidnapped.
Right. Where did we end up?
Oh, okay.
Who grabbed us?
Okay.
Kind of a situation.
I mean, I would get it at night a little bit, but during the day. I remember my father, when I was like 15, I had to be home by 9 on a weeknight. No big deal. Whatever. I was at a friend's house. There's like 7 of us there. And we're not really doing anything. We're just teenagers talking. And I look at the clock. Keep in mind, I'm like 2 blocks away from home. So I am not far away at all. I look at the clock. It's like 8:40. I'm like, cool. I still got like 20 minutes. About 20 minutes goes by as I perceive it. I look at the clock. It still says 8:40. So I'm like, that clock does not work. Oh, man. I got home. It was like 9:10. Okay. So
okay.
I am 10 minutes late. And my father, I mean, as soon as I open the door, he's just there. You know, where have you been? And I was like, I was at Devin's house. And he knows where the kid lives. He's like, you were 2 blocks away. You couldn't get home on time. I said, look, the problem with this one, he did not believe me. I said, Dad, I looked at we were in the kitchen. I looked at the clock and said 8:40. He goes, okay, well, that was 30 minutes ago. I said, no, wait. I just looked at the clock again. Any 2 minutes took me to get here. It still said 8:40.
Yeah.
I was telling the truth. He just didn't believe me. And I got read the riot act. And I'm like, damn, now, man. I mean, even when I'm telling you the truth, it's not my fault. I made no mistake. I wanted to say, well, buy me a watch.
Oh.
But I knew that was not the time to say that.
One thing that we did a lot was if I called my buddy and said, hey, man, let's go shoot hoops, let's throw football, let's go down here, let's ride our bikes, whatever. If he had a chore to do, then I would go over and help him just so we would get done quick.
Speed it up, yeah.
Yeah. So, but this is one that I think stuck with me that I didn't understand at the time, but I do now. All right, so I would take off to Brian's house with a rake because Brian had to rake the leaves, okay?
Okay.
We'd rake them up in a pile, we'd dive in a pile a couple times, we'd get the job done. If I left that rake at Brian Starcher's house, that was hell to pay. And the one thing that was absolutely necessary, anything that you use, anything that you take, you put it
back where
exactly
you found it.
Exactly where it was, so that when I need it, I know it's there, I can use it, and I know where to find it. It didn't matter if it was a pair of scissors. It did not matter what it was. If you used it and it was not yours, that's supposed to be in your room, you put it back where it was, so that when it's needed, it can be used and found. And I still adhere to that, even in marriage. In my marital world, I'm like, it could be something like cooking shears.
Right.
They were in the block. Where are they?
Just put them back.
They're in the drawer? My head would explode.
Why the hell? Yeah.
They've never been in the drawer. They've always been in the butcher block.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for these things. Oh, they're in the drawer. Why?
Yeah, I definitely got that from my father. I'm the same way.
I know it's petty as hell, but
it's not, though. Because with the kids, it's the same thing. You know, when they're super little, you start beating it into their head. Hey, it's not yours, all right? It is mine. So when I need it, and I will need it more often than you, I need to know where the F it is. But now I've been looking around for 20 minutes, and the worst thing to ever ask a child, where is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. And they mean it. I honestly don't know. Yep. Well, where did you use it? Yep. Well, I had it in the basement. Yep. I looked through the basement. And by the time you find it's like, I don't know, like under the sink in the bathroom. Like, why would you think to put a tape measure under the sink?
I don't know.
And you didn't need it anyway. I get you wanted to play with it, fine. But like, put it effing back.
That it was always scissors.
Me nuts.
It was always scissors.
Scissors is one thing. And then in my house, I almost don't use scissors because my wife works with material.
Oh, right. God forbid you use those.
Heaven forbid.
No, look, I can't. Certain scissors you look at and the handle looks weird, so I'm like, I'm just not going to touch them.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just need to cut something. And it doesn't matter what pair of scissors I grab, it is the wrong pair of scissors for the job. So even if I'm going to cut material, like, why are you using the paper scissors on material? I thought these were the material scissors. No, these are the material.
That's me in cutting boards.
People that work with material, they, like, if you look at my wife's work bag, like, there's 27 different types of scissors in there.
And yeah. she knows the use of every single one.
And well, I if you don't. Use it on anything else but, other than its intended purpose, it's going to dull them.
That's right. That's what you were told.
So at one point in time, I can't remember what my art
But they all
project
cut,
was.
But they will all dull so, on dull, the wrong surface.
Right. So my mom had the zigzag.
Oh, yeah. We had those, too.
Okay. Well, those are for cloth only. God forbid. But if you're going to edge a piece of artwork,
a construction paper,
it looks so much cooler with a zigzag edge on it.
But don't use it on
but
that.
You can't. But if she saw the art at the end.
How'd you do that?
Who cut that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did. Pissed.
With what? Well, with your scissors, Mom.
Right.
You'd think that I just killed her cat or whatever the deal was.
Oh, yeah.
It was a level of just absolute ridiculousness.
Oh, I've gotten texts about it. Did you? I mean, we're sitting there doing the show. Hey, did you cut something? Blah blah blah. Yeah, this morning I had to cut, but you used the wrong scissors. I'm like, look, man.
Sorry.
Here's my thought: hide all of your weird old scissors.
Yes.
Let's put little labels on them.
But like, no, just let's just buy one pair of like scissors that people use for normal purposes. Because I am a normal human being.
Scissors.
I am not crafty. So let's just buy a pair of scissors. Let's put it in this spot.
Buy three,
and I will know that I can use these scissors. Mm-hmm. But like. Stop leaving your scissors in conspicuous places because to me that says, please,
man,
use me.
No, buy your own doggone scissors. That way you can use them. She can't say squat.
I would still buy the wrong kind.
That doesn't matter. They're your scissors.
Cutting leather
you
with
do
these?
What you want to. One that was never quite a rule in my household as far as my dad goes, but to me it was a rule just because of what I always got, is if dad was on his feet, so were you. Now, that kind of only applied to me. He kind of griped about my sisters that they didn't quite follow it, but I kind of took the brunt of it, as it were, is that if dad was out in the yard, if he was in the shed, if he was doing something and he was up and moving, if there was a shovel in his hand, somebody needed to be out there with him. Because
you got
to
contribute.
Same thing that I kind of learned that the hard way, that he's out there, he's doing his thing. I'm inside playing video games.
Of course.
I'm watching TV. It's a nice Saturday. I don't want to be out there doing that crap. And he came in and he's been frustrated, MFing this thing that he's been working with. He's hot, so he comes in and he sees his kids all sitting there on the couch like, why isn't anybody doing anything in this doggone house? I'm out there sweating my ass off out here. You guys are sitting in here just playing your video
games. Was it your job to make a fire in the winter months?
Didn't have to do that.
That was my, every day I needed to come home while they were making dinner, I needed to build the fire.
All right.
Now, whether that was in the wood stove in the basement, which kind of basically just heated the entire home from the ground floor up, or to build the fire in the living room. Mm-hmm. I needed to have the wood stocked at all times. I needed to have the kindling, the newspaper, the ashes all needed to be taken out. That's where I learned that you don't put next day ashes, even if it's in the morning, in a Kroger paper bag and set it in the garage. Because guess what? There's some embers in there that are still smoldering, and apparently I didn't. Because when you dump it in the bag, you get the little poof of the ash.
Yeah,
no, I realize that some of that's smoke.
I know.
So did you have to like cord wood and all that on the regular to keep it stocked?
Oh, yeah. So I would bring it in during the summer.
Sure.
So my job was to cord all the wood.
Hang it up to dry.
And to bring it into, it was already stacked and quartered for me on the outside.
Yep.
Then I would bring it into the inside of the garage and stack it there as well. Which is where you discover you have dead snakes, vodka bottles.
Giant ass spiders.
All kinds of stuff.
Why are they so big in log piles?
Huge, dude. And they're weird looking.
I feel like you could take a regular spider, hide it in a log pile, come back in a day, and somehow it is 15 times bigger and 40 times
scarier. I put a log in the fire at one point in time. And when that log, when things started to heat up in the fireplace, I'm not sure what the bug was. But there were hundreds of them running out of the fireplace onto the mantle, running for their lives all through the house.
And you don't know what they were?
They were like ants with wings.
Like termites?
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yes.
All right.
Yes, that's probably exactly
probably termites. All right.
It was probably termites. But they were just like, it's hot, I am out, and they just ran, and they were all over the carpet.
I
was like, Mom, what is this? And she was like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And she got the vacuum, and she's trying to vacuum it all up, and she has to change the bag, but the bag just got changed, so now she's pissed that she wasted a vacuum bag on me because it's not even full yet.
Get it,
throw it away. What a turd you are. I was like, they just ran out of the log.
I did not know there were bugs inside.
Exactly. Sorry, I didn't open it up to check.
Right. Coming up, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. We have all Ted's misses from the this year coming up at 4:35. And your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.